Our next hymn is another one of my favourite hymns. It's Great is Thy Faithfulness. It was written by T.O. Chisholm. He based it on the Book of Lamentations in the Old Testament, chapter 3, verses 22 and 23, which says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." Now, Thomas Obadiah Chisholm was born into a poor farming family in Franklin, Kentucky, on the 29th of July, 1866. He was educated in a small country school, very basic education, and he became a teacher, the teacher in the school, when he was 16. Now, when he was 23, his mother passed away, and 3 years later, he attended a revival meeting conducted by Dr. Henry Clay Morrison. There he received Christ as his personal saviour, and his life was turned around. It was 4 years later that his father passed away, and then when he was 37 years of age, he married Catherine. That year he was also ordained as a pastor of a small Methodist church in Kentucky. However, he had to resign about a year later due to ill health. But he always maintained his love for writing poems and hymns. In fact, throughout his life he wrote over 1,200 poems, of which 800 were published. He wrote, "I have sought to be true to the word of God and to avoid flippant and catchy titles and treatment. I have greatly desired that each hymn or poem might have some definite message to the hearts for whom it was written." He continued writing until his death in 1960, age 94. Now, some of his hymns you may know are "Living for Jesus, A Life That Is True," "Striving to Please Him in All That I Do." Another one, "Oh, to be like Thee, Blessed Redeemer. This is my constant longing and prayer." Another lesser known one, but one that Eric and I used to sing together, "Buried with Christ, My Blessed Redeemer, Dead to the Old Life of Folly and Sin." Now, in all of these hymns, you can see his deep desire to follow Christ without reserve and to follow him at any cost. But it's perhaps his most famous hymn that we want you to listen to today. It was a favourite in the great Billy Graham Crusades of the 20th century and is included in most hymnals in our church. Now, the hymn "Great is Thy Faithfulness" has three verses and a chorus. Verse 1 speaks of God's changeless being. He is the same yesterday, today and forever. His love and his compassion for us will never change. In verse 2, we see him as the creator and sustainer of our universe. We join with all creation to praise him for his faithfulness, mercy and love. And then the final verse, verse 3, reminds us that he alone is the one who gives us pardon from our guilty past and peace in a troubled world. Only he can cheer and guide us, giving his people strength and hope for tomorrow. What a message we have for these days when so many are so fearful. Right now you may be facing challenges, trials or even disappointments in your life. This hymn reminds us that God's promises are true. He never changes. His compassions never fail. And his faithfulness to us in Christ Jesus is more than good. It's great.